This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are today at Good Friday. The culmination of Jesus' mission is about to unfold. We're right at the heart of the drama of the battle between the kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And we know that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. It cannot overcome it. And we'll see as we celebrate Easter Vigil with the blessing of being with our parishes at that reading, you know, coming out of the darkness, all the readings from the Old Testament into the victory fully expressed in the New Testament, and that Jesus truly is. He said in John, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What is the light that's going to overcome this darkness? John says it, and this life was the light of men. The life that's in Jesus, the eternal life that was with the Father, John will say, this is the light. Human beings saw, beginning with the apostles, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we declare to you. The eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. A life beyond death, a life stronger than death, a life that swallowed up death in victory, a life that becomes the foundation, becomes the source of a whole new creation, an entirely new humanity, something outside the reach of demonic powers and of death and eternal. Its powers are broken and destroyed. And it's a life that's in him. And friends, this is why Jesus is the only Savior of the world. There is no other way. To the degree that anybody enters the kingdom of heaven, whether they fully know it or not, it happens because of what's going to happen today on Good Friday. That Jesus Christ, in an act of freedom, freely choosing to obey the Father, which, as we talked about yesterday, is fundamentally an act of love. It's the love of God in the heart of Jesus Christ, the new Adam, the one who actually gives from his heart in total freedom through his entire life what Adam and Eve were intended to give. Jesus gives it. What is that? To love the Lord your God, to love the Father with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The mystery of Christianity at its deepest level is a revelation of first, God as a communion of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From all eternity, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from which out of that love, everything that has come to be flows from that reality. And humanity, because of sin, was blinded to it, under darkness, deception, enslaved. Jesus enters into that darkness with his own life. The whole story of the call of the people of Israel, the entire Old Testament, New Testament, it all is building up. It's a gradual revelation of God's plan and purpose and his revelation over time of himself to a people. And in the fullness of time, it culminated with a person who God has prepared, Our Lady being involved in that great, great drama on the day of the Annunciation. The angel comes, you know, you're blessed among women. She was made ready from the moment of her conception to give a yes to the Father's plan for the salvation of the world, to become the mother of Jesus. And then Jesus comes for this purpose, to put the stake in the ground. It's like the cross is, you know, in some ways. It's vertical. Look up to the Father, it's horizontal for all of human race and all of creation. Jesus is speaking from the cross. I mean, he has these beautiful words, the seven last sayings of Jesus. But that act of love is a word. It's expressing, first of all, who he is authentically right to the core and why he lives, what his motive is, and where life can be found. The only place that life after death, even full life in this world, as much as you can get, comes through him. And he freely lays down his life. As I mentioned yesterday, that beautiful Philippians 2 passage, which is a life-changing passage if you can really internalize it, allow the Holy Spirit to help you grasp the economy of the kingdom. The economy of the kingdom is perfectly expressed right there on the cross. Jesus saying to us so clearly, even to the apostles who are running scared and confused, and Jesus saying, this is the meaning of life. This is what it means to be human. This is who you are. This is why you were made. This is where alone you will find life and freedom and salvation. Humble yourself. That's a decision. It's not an emotion. Make a decision to set aside your willfulness, your pride, your insistence on your own radical autonomy, and bow down. Humble yourself is a way of bowing down, what, to the will of God. I accept, God, that I am not God and that you are God. You made me. You designed me. You called me. From all eternity, I'm your idea. I exist because you made me. And you made me for a purpose. And I've wandered in this world trying to find purpose or create my own and get caught up in the darkness, the shadows of the world, the flesh and the devil and the confusion, and walk with a lukewarm heart or don't consider God much at all. And here's Jesus saying, I'm the light of the world because I'm showing you, I'm expressing to you, I'm actually making it possible for you to come out of darkness into the light. And this is the light. Don't be afraid of anything in this world, even death itself. And don't compromise ever with the will of God. Make God the Father your number one priority. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Find your true identity, because that's what it is. That's your identity. That's where health is. That's where rightly ordered mind, heart, will, that there's a new power given to us. And it comes to us because Jesus overcame all that resistance that we as human beings in a fallen world are constantly plagued by. And too often we come into agreement with it, we align with it because we think it's freedom for us and autonomy. And somehow this becoming humble, becoming obedient is almost like degrading obedience. I want to do what I want to do. Jesus said, that's the death-directed heart. That's blindness. That's what the devil calls light, but his light is dark. You know, what he calls light is actually darkness. I'm the light of the world, and this is the way to life. Don't let anything in this world stop you from loving the Father with a humble heart, with the decision to love him and obey him. Jesus did it. Every other human heart was too weak to do it. Jesus actually did it. He did justice to God on Good Friday. He gave to God what belongs to God. From the earth, from a human heart, he gave to God what belongs to God. And he's telling us, this is what life is about. This is who you are. This is what you're called to live. All the places you're trying to find satisfaction, peace, happiness, whatever, you're not going to find it anywhere else. And understand, the world, the flesh, and the devil are constantly threatening you, deceiving you to say, you know, don't go too far. Don't get too radical. above all things, protect yourself. You know, here's Jesus saying, no, no, no. The only way to life is not to secure myself so that I don't die. I can sort of be in control of that. Jesus is saying, no, that's not freedom. That's not freedom. Freedom is to be all that you were made to be. And I'm showing you, Jesus is saying, what you were made to be. A person, an individual, made by my Father, for my Father, and the whole purpose of your life is to worship, to make your life an offering. The cross, Jesus on the cross, is not only an act of war against the kingdom of darkness, an act of love toward us who he loves and he's come to save, but it's an act of worship. Jesus freely offers his yes to the will of the Father. His arms are wide open. And he had to battle. He battled for us. And that act of love, through that act of love, he drew the devil in. The devil was standing there, probably beginning to dance as Jesus is making his way to Calvary. His pride, the devil's pride, his pride of mind, he's blinded by his hatred for God and his hatred for us because we're made in the image of God, and his Son became one of us, and that enraged him even more. But the devil in his pride, St. Paul tells us, did the one thing he never should have done. He spilled the blood that makes us free. He spilled the blood that becomes an offering for our sin. Where does death come from? It comes from sin. Sin enslaves us. It puts us on a course of being God's enemy, being without hope in the world, as Paul says in other places. And the blood of Christ washes all of that sin away. And where does that happen? In baptism. The devil, all he had to do was just one drop of blood was enough to bring down the whole kingdom of darkness. This is a perfect offering to the Father. And last night we celebrated Holy Thursday Mass. We honored the priesthood, the reality of the priesthood that the Lord has given to us, and the gift of the Eucharist at the center of it all. And what is that gift? It's the representation of this act of love. The people of God gather every Sunday, and every day it's being offered. The people of God gather, and we unite our hearts, our sinful, broken hearts. He forgives us through the sacraments, but we keep offering ourselves and say, this is what defines us. This is the ground of all hope and reality. And here in the Eucharist, that act of love is made present to us, the one that brought down the kingdom of darkness and opened heaven to us. And we as a people stand with the priest who's there in persona Christi, and we worship and give thanks. That's what we're made for. That's what we're made for. That's the deed. Calvary's the deed and the resurrection of Jesus that defines us. Friends, let's just embrace it today and walk with Jesus and receive the graces of our celebration of Easter. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.